Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome back to our Habit Loop Bootcamp series. This is episode number 4 of 7, and I'm so excited about this episode because this is something I get a lot of questions about, and it's actually going to be a bonus lesson that we're adding to the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod course, our signature program, because it gets brought up so much. And that is our bad habits. And I hate even calling them bad habits because you are not good or bad, but we honestly have maybe habits that aren't serving us, unhealthy habits. Bad habits, we have habit loops in our day that aren't serving us, right? We all have bad habit loops. Many times when I work with clients, we have to create new habit loops to break the bad habits. And this isn't as complicated as we think in our head. A lot of times, a bad habit loop, all you have to do is change the middle part, the routine. So I wanted to give you a few examples of what this looks like, some bad habit loops, and how you can create healthier habit loops on the other side. Now, if you want to create some higher level habit loops, get some more training on this, make sure to sign up for Habit Loop Bootcamp. It's totally free. And it's going to allow you to take action. Habit loops are the key, girl. So let's talk about this in regards to like our three fundamental needs. You know what I always talk about: mindset, food, freedom, movement. So let's talk about mindset because this is a big one. Negative self-talk. I constantly criticize ourselves for not being able to just do it all, not being able to balance work and family perfectly, right? And that really leads to feelings of just feeling anxious, stress, or you're just not good enough. You might have a procrastination loop, right? You feel overwhelmed with all the things. You are so overwhelmed. You procrastinate on important projects, leading to last minute stress and really decreased productivity. You're not getting anything done, right? Or you're doing it at the last minute and staying up all night long to get it done. Now, as far as food goes, you might have a convenience food loop. Convenience food due to not a lot of time, which is one of the struggles with food freedom that I hear from y'all. Like, you're like, I don't have time to meal prep. You might rely heavily on fast food or processed foods, leading to like really poor nutrition and energy crashes. Or this is a big one, you have an emotional eating loop. You have stress from work and family, and it leads to you turning to food for comfort, either sugary or salty. You guys know it's sugary for me. And it just leads to an unhealthy eating habit, maybe even weight gain, and a habit loop that we need to break. Now let's talk about movement. Maybe you find yourself in a loop where you're very sedentary. You're not moving. With such a packed schedule, you might struggle to find time for exercise, and you don't have any energy to exercise because you're not moving your body at all. Or we just have that all or nothing mentality loop when it comes to movement, right? You feel like you just don't have enough time for a full workout, so you just might skip exercise altogether instead of just doing like shorter, more manageable workouts. You know, I talk all the time, like doing 15, 20 minute workouts, like, girl, it's good. Trust me. And that can really lead to feeling inconsistent. You feel guilty, like, oh, I should be working out. It doesn't have to be this way. So those are some maybe unhealthy habit loops that we have. So let's talk about this. To reverse these habit loops and establish new, healthier habits, we can think of this instead. So instead of that negative self-talk loop, we can do positive affirmations, right? Encourage yourself with positive affirmations to counteract negative self-talk. So repeat phrases just like, I am doing my best. I'm capable. A mindfulness practice might be doing something like deep breathing to reduce your stress, increase like self-awareness, just being aware of like your body and how it feels. It can really break the cycle of procrastination, right? You're relieving that stress and that overwhelm. And instead of doing nothing, you do a little breathing. You still have that same feeling, right? You still have the cue of feeling overwhelmed. Instead of procrastinating and doing nothing though, you're doing some breathing, getting more control of your mind and body, and then you'll feel more productive, right? You'll have a more focused mindset. Now let's talk about food, right? We talked about some of those habit loops of feeling like I don't have time, I'm turning into convenience foods, or you're turning to emotional eating. So as far as meal planning, you can dedicate some time each week to plan and prepare healthy meals and snacks. Yeah, that sounds great, but I'm not talking about like hours long of meal prep. I'm talking about like something super easy, like ingredient meals, which is what we teach, batch cooking to save time during busy weekdays. Or replace processed and convenience food with healthy alternatives like fruits, frozen vegetables. Frozen vegetables are okay, friends. That way you don't have a rotting bag of lettuce in your drawer, like we've all been there, right? Having all this ready to go, and as far as like snacks ready to go too that are healthy, like cut up a bunch of veggies, have something crunchy, or if you need something a little sweet, have a bunch of fruit already washed and cut up. So when you're feeling that tendency to go and emotionally eat, you can still go eat if you want to, but just make a healthier choice. Okay. Fitness. Let's talk about that one. Ooh, we got to schedule that exercise, right? You can treat movement as a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. Actually, schedule the workouts, have cues like clothes laid out, have classes booked if you have the capability to go to a class, and have some form of accountability. Work with a coach, work with a trainer, have a friend that's meeting you for a walk. That way you're getting your booty in gear and you're not just sitting all day, and you're going to have so much more energy. Or you can just do some great, really short, effective 15, 20 minute workouts, right? This eliminates that all or nothing mentality where you're like, I'm doing something, because something is always better than nothing, right? This is all something we have to kind of be a little bit aware of. And you'll notice I didn't change. You still have some of the same feelings, but instead of creating that habit loop where we're maybe turning into an unhealthy habit, we're turning to a healthier habit. And the reward on the other side is maybe you are self-soothing with fruit now, or maybe you're self-soothing with actually working out. Maybe you're self-soothing now by actually getting stuff done instead of procrastinating. So this is, has to be very intentional, and something, like I said, we're adding to our signature program, because it's something we talk about so much with our clients that come in and they need some help creating healthier habit loops instead of those unhealthy or bad habit loops. So I hope this was useful for you today. Habit loops can be super duper simple, and I hope this series has been inspiring you to create your own. Come join us in Habit Loop Bootcamp if you need some more ideas, and a kick in the booty, if you will, to take some action with creating your habit loops as well. I'll see you in our next episode.
Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen, it's linked in the show notes, to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.